Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, my guest is Melissa Bryan, Energy Reader. And now I'm waiting on my co-host, Barbara. So let me see if I can get her on. Wait 1 second here.
Hello? Hello, hello? Anybody there? Hello?
Hello, she's I'm waiting on Barbara to come on. I'm sure she will soon. Now, you are a, you're the outlaw psychic?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And why did you call yourself that?
Well, it's multiple reasons. One of them is my ancestors' lesson. They have for me through literally everything, and most of them are outlaws from the Old West who I have very, very deep connections with. And they have been there for me through everything, and they have helped me, they have supported me, they have loved me, they have taught me everything I know. They have, you know, they've really been there for me, even protecting me from an untimely death quite a few times in my life, and I thank them all the more for it.
Now, I'm just
these are good people that were just misunderstood.
Now, this is my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Oh, yes, I am. And I don't know what happened, but I just was not being put through. But finally, I am. So thank you. And I saw that you tried to reach me, Johnny, but I disregarded that because I was trying to call Life, Laughter, Happiness line. And I'm here. So, wow, I'm so excited.
Now, I want you to be
I can't wait to meet Melissa.
And we call her the Outlaw Psychic.
Hi. What was that, Johnny?
We call her the Outlaw Psychic.
Wow. I saw that. Oh, that is so cool. I hope I haven't missed much. Did you guys just start?
No, not at all.
We just started.
Basically, I was just explaining that, you know, one of the main reasons is because my outlaw ancestors from the Old West, they have been there for me through everything. And I mean everything. And they have protected me multiple times from an untimely death. They have,
Melissa,
you know.
Hold on. Melissa, please, could you repeat that? What stopped you from having all of this happen?
Well, basically,
I really didn't get it.
Your ancestors? Yes.
Oh, cool.
Almost.
How did you find this out?
Shield me. Yeah, they almost like shield me. When someone comes around that is not good energy or, you know, has very bad intentions toward me, they will literally surround me and they don't get through.
How did you find this out? Did this just come to you or were you searching and trying to look up your ancestors?
Well, it's kind of twofold on that part. One was I did a family history search and just stumbled onto them, for one. And for two, I had some nightmares long years ago. I don't have them anymore, but I had some really bad nightmares that coincided with a time that I was not familiar with at that time. So
why
I
are
went
nightmares
on a find
that bad?
Out.
I mean,
yeah.
What do you get
I
out of
a
nightmare?
Search to find
I'd like to know.
Yeah,
because
I went
for
on
me,
search
if
to
I have
find
a nightmare, I'm just like, okay, brush it off. That's a nightmare. It wasn't real. But are you looking into that more? our nightmare is telling us something that we're not actually recognizing and focusing on, and should we?
Well, can I, if I can finish, basically I went on a search to find out what the information contained in those nightmares was about, and I found out actually not only does the place where one of these nightmares occurred exist, it was actually shown, that actual scenario scene in that nightmare was shown in a movie called Young Guns with Emilio Estevez. Turns out Emilio is a cousin to myself and Billy the Kid. He and I both descend from the same lines. And when I found out,
well,
I had not even
that,
seen.
Okay. Well,
I had not
I
even
mean
seen
to
Young Guns.
You, but for the listeners, because other people are listening, we find it interesting that you persevered to find out more about your nightmares, because a lot of us, we don't think anything of it. We just think, oh, that was a bad night. That's not real. We're going to go on with our day. But what made you, are you into the paranormal or are you clairvoyant?
Yeah.
Okay, I am into
the paranormal. Yeah. I am into the paranormal. I am very clairvoyant.
Awesome.
I am clairvoyant.
Yeah. So you just felt like, oh. And how many nightmares did you have before you
went to research this? It was like a series of them. It was, I want to say anywhere between 10 and 12 times, I finally said, all right, there's got to be something to this. If the same thing keeps occurring in the nightmare again and again, there's got to be something to this. Somebody's trying to impart a message to me. You know, go find out the information behind this. And I did, and I came away with a lot more than I bargained for. It has been a nightmare of a ride. But you know what?
So
I would
the
not
nightmares... led to another real-life nightmare?
Oh, yeah. It led to finding, shall we say, some unsavory people that are surrounding the subject matter that don't want anyone but them to know what the real truth is, and I managed to get at it no matter how many threats they lobbed at me, no matter how many death threats, no matter how much they... you know, harassed me and stalked me and abused me and lied about me and lied against me and all the stuff that they did to me in the past, no matter what they did to me, I still found out the truth.
So what has finding out the truth done for you?
It's given me a sense of finality of basically it's like, okay, I now know who I really am, you know, who my interior soul me is. And no matter what anyone does to me or against me, they can't take that away from me.
That is really great and can be very healing. Wow, what a journey.
Yeah, and to this day, my past life spouse and I, who is, by the way, my cousin in this life, he and I are very close to this day, and... you know, whenever it was like, I have a question, like, honey, I got to ask you something. He goes, yeah, what do you need? It's like,
you call him honey?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I call everybody that, but, you know, anyway.
Okay. Isn't that cool, though, Melissa? Okay. That is an amazing story, and there's more to it, I know, but I just wanted to point out how cool it is when you find out something in your dream that is not just not real, that is something, and that then it connected to a real life person, which is your cousin.
Yeah.
Because we have psychics that come on the show, Johnny, who say, mm-hmm. Oh, Barbara, you were royalty, and the person you're on the line with, your friend for the last 20 years, was your sister, and she was a princess, and you were a princess, and then, oh, you were fighting over a man, and, you know, we're on the line, and we're, oh, wow, really? Ha, ha, ha. I mean, come on. What should we believe here, Melissa? I mean, wow, we're faced with a lot of stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I have a picture of where that nightmare actually occurred at. I have an actual okay. physical photo of the location that I saw
now,
in that nightmare.
Speaking of callers, we do have one. Would you like to put the
okay.
first on?
Would you, Melissa?
Put on. Let's do it.
Let's okay. go.
Area code 703, you are on.
Hello, caller. What's your
hello.
Name? And where are you from?
Hello.
Hi.
My name is hello?
You're
hello?
On.
Can you hear me?
You're on.
I'm here.
Yes.
My name is Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi. So
what would you like
I have
to say?
I have a question. I've been recently kind of been having some conversations or chatting with a guy. His name is Charles, but he does live out of state. So I was just wondering maybe what kind of energy you would pick up from him.
If he's out of state, be really careful, okay? I've had encounters with people from out of state, and it has never quite turned out good. Once in a while it might, so be really careful. Let's just say do your research, okay?
Oh, I have. I mean, as far as I have.
Okay.
I mean, he answered all the questions that I've asked. We video chatted.
Okay.
He sent me videos. So it's not like, it's not a catfish. Because
I would have been long gone. Yeah, I get a little nervous when someone says, oh, I met a man from out of state. Yeah, be really careful. Okay.
I did my due diligence.
Can't lie there.
Okay,
right?
Perfect.
You cannot lie on the video
chat. I
want
to make sure you're safe. Yeah, I want to make sure you're safe before you go ahead with anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I think it could work out if, you know, you just take it pretty slow. I think it could work out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Melissa,
sure
you do readings?
Express.
You do readings?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, how about muscle testing?
Is what now?
Muscle testing. Have you ever done that?
Muscle testing?
Yeah, that's something I am working on. I'd like to start that call all over again. Let's do a repeat, okay? I want to try to muscle test that. No, really. You stand up, or you can sit down
Charles,
if you get
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the energy is actually pretty good. The energy is actually pretty good. You know, you might want to meet in person and see how that works out.
That's the plan.
Donnie, is our caller
that, that
still
is the plan.
On?
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Don't, Johnny, don't hang up when you think it's over
okay.
because it might not be. Okay. Wow, this is so fun. I love it when people call in and they want romantic advice.
Yeah, hopefully I can move because I can't stand my job. So, I mean, today was crappy. I mean, I would totally move out of here to, I mean, I've been in
Virginia
way too
live?
Long. In Virginia.
Where
so I've been here way too long.
Okay. I've been to
I've
Virginia one time.
I've got family ties in Virginia myself. I've got family ties
oh.
in Virginia myself.
Okay.
My people are from
I live
Jamestown.
In...
Yeah, my people are
nope.
from Jamestown.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
I live in Southern Virginia
Beautiful.
By the Dallas
I mean,
Airport.
But I don't know about the
okay.
towns. So what is the city? What's the town? What do you
I live in Loudoun County.
Town? Oh, is it by county?
Loudoun
so
Loudoun
is
county.
This like rural living?
No, no, no.
Describe
totally
your life. Describe your life, caller.
I'm sorry?
Please describe your life so we can better read
Oh, my
you.
Life.
Oh, don't worry
well,
about
I
that.
Am...
I've already got her.
Okay.
Yeah, you're near
I was trying to do mine,
from.
Melissa. I was trying to incorporate my muscle testing.
Oh, okay.
That's
Go
what
ahead.
I was trying to do, if you don't mind.
So,
okay.
Yeah. I'm 58, divorced. I got laid off my job last October because of COVID. Now I have a job that I can't stand, and people are a bunch of idiots now. So I work for a mortgage company. I'm just pretty much a paper pusher. So I've been applying for a whole bunch of jobs today because things are starting to come back to life, so to speak. But,
okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, what is your name again? I am very sorry.
Andrea.
What?
Okay, Andrea.
Andrea. I'm standing facing north, and what is your specific question? I thought it was about a guy.
Yeah, about a guy, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ask me your specific question, and I'm going to do the muscle testing for you right now.
So do you think this relationship could blossom into a relationship?
Yes, I do.
No, mine went back. My body went completely back. Sorry. Okay, yeah. You might have a great time in the sack, but after that, no. So, you know, Melissa is right. Yeah, you do have a love connection for that. So go for it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hello, have fun. But after that, I don't see marriage. Do you, Melissa?
No. I see him kind of in and out. I mean, I see a past life connection here.
Oh.
You're the third person to say that. The third person to say that.
This one is not one that will, like, stay around. I don't know why. He won't stay around.
Well, that's good because you'll know you can enjoy it if you want. You know, it's not all about what he wants. It's what you want. So you need to now know from the psychic paranormal realm how to go about it. You know, enjoy him for years to come. Let him get married to somebody else. But you're always going to have that special place in his heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do see this as a past life connection. Like, he was, like, a flake, I want to say, back then even. I don't think he's much changed.
Yeah, I've got, okay. Yeah, you're the third person to tell me that we had a past life.
Well, enjoy it. Tell her, Melissa, about your newfound connection with your cousin.
And oh, yes.
From the past life.
Well,
yeah, tell her.
Yeah, I'm cousin to Billy the Kid and a lot of the other Old West notables, by the way. Jesse James is my great-great-grandfather, and I found that I stumbled onto it purely by accident, but I love the connection. I have some fantastic connections. These people have pretty much been there for me through everything, and I mean everything. And they've protected me from. They have, you know, protected me whenever I've needed their assistance. They have been there for me, and I am truly thankful for it. I really am. I love them to pieces. I really do. I absolutely love them.
But can't you be
That's
more
awesome.
Specific about your relationship you found with your cousin from that you found
yeah.
out it was from a past life as well? Yeah. Because I want her to enjoy it. I want Andrea to know that this guy coming into her life, or maybe he's already there, you just don't know it.
Yeah.
That you can enjoy knowing that there was a past life.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And
Melissa.
Anyway, I had a series of nightmares. They lasted for, I don't know, several months to about a year, I'd say, more or less. And the place where one of these scenes took place, I have an actual physical photo of that location, and it was depicted in Young Guns with Emilio Estevez, who turns out to be another cousin. I believe destined to play the role of Billy the Kid. He looks like him a lot, for one. And for two, I never saw Young Guns until many years later. This movie was filmed, made way before I even knew this movie even existed. Okay.
Now, I have a question. I want to say something. If you say that Emilio Estevez is your cousin, then aren't you also saying that Charlie Sheen is your cousin, too?
Yes.
Are they full brothers? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
no
yes,
problem.
They are. But it can somebody explain the different last names then, please?
Their connection to me is through my father. Their mother and my father are cousins. Neither family speaks to each other. My parents are very, I don't know, it's weird. They're kind of closed off, you know, and so they don't talk to any of the rest of the family.
Is this paranormal talk because, or is this your last name? Are we talking Estevez or Sheen? What's your last name? Is this by marriage? Johnny, help me out here. I'm trying to understand this.
Their my dad and their mom are cousins, are blood cousins.
Hmm.
I did the genealogical look up. I did the look up on the records, and my dad and their mom are biological cousins. So, yeah.
Okay. So then back to the caller, though. Melissa, please, Andrea, how is this person that we're seeing, this man coming into your life, romance if she wants, romance? In the air, okay, she can do whatever she wants with it. But then we're also looking into that there's a past life that they're connected. How can she go about telling this guy about it? And how could she be sure of who this guy is?
She'll know when she meets him. She will know when she meets him. When you meet a person physically, there is an energy that you can physically pick up on. You'll know. You will automatically know because it'll be like...
Okay, Andrea.
Stop.
Yes. Sorry to interrupt you. Andrea, are you capable of picking this kind of energy up? Johnny, she's cutting out. Johnny, she's cutting out. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Thank you.
I was adopted.
Did you hear my question?
Yes, I was adopted, and my biological mother is a psychic, so I have a lot of things.
Okay, she will know when she meets this man, it'll be like an electrical charge, an electrical shock. That's the way it is for me when I meet either my ancestors or, you know, someone I've known in a past life. It will be like an electrical shock.
You know who it was for me, you guys? It was my daughter's father. When I met him and shook his hand, it was like an electrical cord shock all the way up my arm through my whole, and now I'm feeling it again just talking about it, shivers through my entire body. That's how it was, yes. And he was killed. He was killed. 16 months after she was born. By a drunk driver, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Yeah. But psychics have helped me out so much. Hold on, Johnny, real quick. Psychics,
sorry.
I just wanted to say on the side, as a side note, psychics have really helped me out so much. Not just psychics, but mediums especially, because they have been able to give me messages through Mark, and my daughter has even come on our show and spoken to her father by the mediumship, and it really is healing. So for everybody who's listening, this is real stuff, you guys. I mean, we would be silly people if we only thought that whatever we're dealing with here, gravity and all that down here, is it. That's not it. There's so much more. So we appreciate so much for our guests. And thank you so much, Melissa, for coming on and explaining things. And our caller for calling in. And then I wanted her to elaborate. But first, Johnny, go ahead.
I just wanted to know if the caller was done or is there still more to be said?
I don't know.
Okay,
are you rushing her? I mean, is there a line?
No, I'm not rushing her. I just wanted to give her a chance.
Johnny, is somebody else waiting?
One other
Is there another caller waiting? Well, put her on with all of us. Can you do that?
Okay.
Put her on.
Yeah,
Andrea,
do
you mind?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, 914, you're on the line with everyone else.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. You're on with all of us. We thought, you know, we actually were not expecting callers. I don't know, right, Johnny? I mean, we normally just take callers on Fridays, but this is a nice surprise. So why don't we all talk? And we will be quiet while you ask our guest psychic your question.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. My question is, I am speaking to three men about possibly working with them for a job. One of the men's name is Bruce, another Rodney, and another Joseph. And I was wondering if you see a good collaboration happening with either one of them or two of them, or just any
Bruce
information.
Bruce actually stood out to me. That name jumped at me. Might be Bruce is one you're going to be working with. Yeah.
Oh, Bruce, you know what? I like him the best.
That name just jumped out at me. Yeah, that's him.
Wow. Oh, yay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's just energy, name energy resonates with me a lot, and I can usually pick up on what the energy is about. It's hit or miss sometimes, but overall, I get it.
Right, right. Wow.
But yeah, that name jumped at me. I'm going, aha, that's him. That's the one you're going to be working with.
Oh, yes. And may I ask, is the project I should present to him one that starts with the letter B or the letter W?
B.
B.
Okay.
Is that
well,
B as in
again,
Victor
yeah,
or B
yeah,
as
you're
in
confirming for
Bravo.
Me. Wow.
I didn't hear the letter. Okay. Is it B as in Bravo or B as in Delta or B as in Victor?
B as in Victor, yes.
Oh,
B, yeah,
okay.
That's yeah.
And what was the question again? This is so interesting.
Which project I should present to him? Because I have two that I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go with B, and the name is Bruce.
Yes. Yes.
I like Bruce.
That name just jumped right out at me. I'm going, aha, yep, you're it.
Right.
Yeah, you're it, dude.
I felt that great energy. I really did. I felt like Bruce had the greatest energy, and then she said Rodney, and I thought, Shyster, and then Joseph, I felt like, oh my gosh, like pastor, Bible guy. Probably Johnny, is that funny? But I mean, it's so weird how you get your initial thoughts in your head. What?
Wow.
I mean, we're working on our psychic abilities too. We have psychics on, Johnny and I, all the time. And it's fun to kind of like dabble a little bit, you know? Do you mind?
Yeah.
Do you mind, you guys? I mean,
this
it's fun.
Is why they call,
yeah. We're on a podcast.
Guys, this is also why they call me the Outlaw Psychic, because I give it fast, I give it quick, and I give it straight.
I like it.
Nice.
It's cool.
Well,
I like it.
Well,
okay.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Does that help you,
You're
Kathleen?
You're welcome.
Yes, immensely, yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We'll have fun with it.
I will. Thank you.
With
know,
your power,
it's,
your extra insight.
Do you mind? Would you have of a moment? My mom is here with me. Would you have a moment to speak to her as well?
Of course. Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Vigilla.
Hello? Hello.
Hello. What's your name, Mom?
Hi, how are you? Thank you very much for taking
You're
me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Where is your homeland?
I'm Italian. I'm a Sicilian.
Oh,
Italian.
I see.
Oh,
Okay,
my mom's Italian.
Beautiful.
My mom's Italian. I have several Marias. I have several Marias. I have Via Maria. I have Via Maria. I have.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I thought Maria's coming out my ears. Oh Lord!
I love it. Oh,
right,
Maria.
Right.
But it is.
I'm Maria.
Italian,
Maria.
On my mom's side.
Mother. Yeah. And
it's so Italian.
Know.
We were looking for an Italian restaurant last night, but
yeah.
Couldn't find it because they were all closed. But we got some pizza, so that was Italian. Oh my gosh, was that ever good! But of course, I had to put my Hawaiian
okay,
American
Maria?
Thing
okay.
on it and order Hawaiian.
I bet you went.
Okay.
Oh,
I didn't even hear. I have a 14-year-old daughter that she was laughing at us because she has so much fun listening to the podcast. We're having fun, right, Johnny? This is a great show.
So is your, what it brings us
yes.
on?
I guess the question, please. The question is I'm going to go in Italy this year. I'm going to buy a house over there near the water. And I'm going to get it. Good sentiment.
You're going to have fun there. You're going to have a great time. You're going to get a great place.
But do you have to sell your house first?
No.
Okay.
I expect a settlement. You think I'm going to get it good to buy a property over there, please?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're going to get something really great. Yes.
You think you're going to be soon?
Oh, yeah. Like within the next 3 months.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to... So when I go there, you're coming. You come and visit me if you never went in Italy.
See, I will. You bet. Absolutely. I have very, very, very deep ties to Italy. My grandparents were from Calabria, Valenciana,
uh-huh.
and over near Rome. And they have family in Estonia. Hello?
Where? Hello, I listen.
Sifoni, Valenciana. Calabria.
Favignana is a beautiful Isla. That's the Isla.
Yeah.
Calabria is nice. Favignana is the Isla. It's a beautiful. I never went. A friend of mine, they went and they said they are very, very nice. They are beautiful.
Okay.
I'm looking
beautiful
for.
There.
So take my
it.
Daughter this year there. Thank you.
Maria.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you guys. Thank you very much.
I
appreciate it.
Wait. Hello.
Bye.
I have to interject something. Nobody hang up. Maria, I have a question for you. This is Barbara,
oh, yes.
the host of the show.
I'm in here.
I want to ask you, hello, hi. I want to ask you if this helped you, Maria.
What?
Did this help you talking to our psychic, Melissa?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
I understand
well, thank
what she's
you.
Saying. My grandparents, I learned Italian from them, so I understand the linguistics.
Wow, convenient.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful.
You guys.
I love Italy, too.
Yes.
I went to Rome.
You see anything good for me? Of course it's good.
See, I do, yeah.
Okay,
you're going to
yes,
get a beautiful place there.
Yes.
What? It's going to be
Mille bella.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You too,
my,
honey.
You see my daughter going to get a boyfriend
oh,
soon.
See.
Oh.
Christmas is, see.
She doesn't say no boyfriend. Somebody says.
Ciao, Maria. Mama.
What?
Basically, yeah, you're going to get a beautiful, beautiful place there.
Okay.
I kind
That's
of
enough.
Zoomed right in on it.
Hey.
Yeah, it is by the water.
I have
oh
to stop
God.
You right now,
yes.
Melissa. I don't mean to be rude, but I would like you to
tell everybody where they could connect with you, contact you to get a paid reading. So
absolutely.
Okay, because this is only 3 to 5 minutes of a free reading we give out. Okay.
Okay, www.O as in orange, L as in Lisa, O-L, P as in Peter, S as in Samuel, Y as in yellow, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, T as in Thomas, olscient.com. And you can find me all
can
over social media. I'm all over the place there. And yes,
so
you can buy my
sense.
Book, Kindle Amazon, Born into Shamanism.
Tell us about that. I want to talk about that now, okay? Is shamanism?
It is someone who works with nature and spirit to affect healing.
Ooh. That's nice. Okay, so for example, if I want to go to my first shaman class, what are the basics they would probably teach me?
Well, I don't think there are any classes exactly. It has to be either taught by someone who has been there, done that, or you would have to go to, I guess, an American Indian reservation and ask around for someone that actually does that. And from what I understand, it costs a lot.
Why is it Indian reservation?
Because mostly that's where shamans reside.
Okay, so it's American Indian? I never even learned that. And I am from the Great Northwest, Seattle, Washington. And we had a whole semester on the American Indian. And each of us chose a tribe to be a part of. I chose Haida. My brother chose Kuakiutl. And we really got to be proud of our tribe. And then we dived in. You know, they were really smart teachers. I must hand it to them for that. But I never heard of shamans.
Right. Yeah. Basically, also, it comes from what I understand anyway, because I know very little about it myself, I think over in Siberia, it comes from Siberia, and a lot of those Siberian people, when they crossed the land bridge, you know, they came into North America and, you know, settled as what we now know as Native Americans. And mine is Iroquois, Cherokee, Navajo, Lakota, two lines of that, Dakota half by my great-great-grandfather who has a Dakota family, and then everything else from there.
Now, I'm it says here that your heritage is intertwined with shamans, druids, Wicca, and gypsy. Those are four things. Very, you know, I've not heard anybody put those four words together. How are those four things? What's the difference between those four things?
Yes, they're very similar to one another in nature, in belief, in culture, and heritage, et cetera. And all of them carry very incredibly psychic and clairvoyant traits. And a lot of these ancestors, God love them, they have taught me everything I know, literally. And I'm currently learning about the Navajo culture through a lady that is on YouTube called Navajo Grandma, and she's almost like a second grandma to me even. She and I share a lot in common, and she's teaching me things that I remember knowing in my past life. I just don't remember how it all fit together, and now the pieces are finally coming into place.
So how long do you think that this has been falling into place for you?
Oh, God, since I was 13, I want to say, 12, 13.
But it hasn't been a slow journey, or did something just recently click right now?
It was slow.
How did Johnny find you?
Once I put the piece.
Yeah, something must have happened recently.
You're asking how I found her?
Well, I'm just thinking that you take notice of people, Johnny, when something happens,
right,
or there's a news flash, or, you know, you get an alert. Or maybe you were just
okay.
Perusing.
I'll tell you how it happened.
Okay.
Me and Melissa, we were both in the Beyond TV Challenge boot camp, and also during the boot camp, one of the things that you had to do is you had to get an accountability partner, meaning somebody kind of team up with to hold you accountable, to make sure you did all the exercises and everything. And, well, you know, she did a lot of the similar stuff that I did. She was the one on the camp that was the most similar to me. Everybody else, I mean, they were nice to talk to, but they didn't have as much in common with me as they did. So so I talked to her, and I said, do you have an accountability partner yet? And she goes, no. And I said, do you want to be accountability partners? And then we got on the phone, and we kind of had a really long talk, and that's the rest is history.
Oh, great. How long was the talk, Melissa?
Oh, a couple of hours, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are connected, because Johnny can talk on the phone for 12 hours, I've heard.
Yeah, in the afternoon, it was a shared interest. It was a shared interest. I mean, I figured if I was going to pick an accountability partner, it needed to be somebody that was a shared interest with me, somebody that, because if he was going to make it big with the show, then I think that you know, the things, the people that we're going to want to make it big with are probably going to be in the same circles as who she is.
And that's a very good segue into having her tell us what the listeners should go search for regarding herself and where we could learn more about what you do, Melissa.
You can find me literally all over social media. I am a social media butterfly. I have probably almost pretty close to 13,000 connections right now.
Wow.
Everywhere.
That's amazing. That's great. I can't wait to follow you. What's your title, okay? You are the Outlaw Psychic, right?
Psychic. Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Minds. I'm on Telegram, Wimpkin, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, MeWe, YouTube, TikTok, Swarm, Patreon, Goodreads. Mighty Network, Tumblr, WordPress, I'm on Meetup, and
oh my gosh, Johnny.
Rumble, Twitch, Pod, you know, I'm everywhere. I'm literally everywhere. I'm also on,
you can also find me
on IMDb Pro, you can find me on Alignable, Yelp,
I'm on Yelp, too.
Google,
I have a following.
And I think she
follow
said
me on Yelp, Melissa.
Okay.
Here.
Your name?
Oh, Barbara Moore. M-O-O-R-E. Barbara Moore. The more the merrier. And I had no idea, Melissa, this is so cool, that most everything, every company is doing, like they're trying to do the social media thing. I had no idea Yelp was. I did a review,
and
then all of a sudden I was like invited to have a social following.
Let's put it webmaster my own website.
Okay.
Yeah, I have my own podcast. I have my own, I'm on
Server
Radio.
Do you use?
Server
for your website.
Oh, Wix.
Okay. And do you recommend that?
Yeah, actually, I use it. It's okay. User interface is very friendly. You know, I'm still
opposed
rebuilding.
To, like GoDaddy or the bigger companies. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but as opposed to the GoDaddy or, you know,
yeah, I don't
one
like
of those.
GoDaddy. Okay. They're very price heavy. They're very price heavy. They're expensive.
Are you expensive as far as your
no,
readings?
No, mine is $50 a month. No, mine is $50
a month. $50
I webmaster everything myself. I built it. Yeah, I built it from a template. You can do whatever you want on there. I built mine from a template. I get everything with it, and you know,
no,
I just really like
about
it.
Your price for psychic.
Oh, $200 an hour. Yeah, $200 an hour.
Okay, I'm like $50. That's a bargain.
No,
$200.
We have
I
another
used to
caller.
Be 50, now I'm $200.
Okay, $200 for an hour.
Yeah,
I got it.
$50 is for my
website. For an hour for psychic readings.
Yes, I do. I make $200 an hour. I mean, that's what
well,
takes the
no. I mean, I think that is just fine. I wasn't saying that like I was questioning you.
Oh, yeah.
I am asking you now on top of that.
I just want to let you know we have a caller. Do you want me to put this caller through?
Will you ask the caller? Johnny, will you please ask the caller to wait for 3 seconds?
Okay. He's listening. Okay,
thank you. Thank you. Okay. Melissa. What else besides the readings do you do? Do you do maybe FaceTime or Zoom or where they can ask to see
yeah,
you or do you do in person?
I do in person. I do FaceTime. I do Zoom, Skype, Restream, DLive.
Okay. Anything they have, you can do it, basically.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Anything
hey, do you mind if we go to a
I
caller now?
It.
Okay. Do you mind if we go to a caller, Melissa?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Caller.
There you go, 216. You're on the air.
Hey, caller.
How you doing?
What's your name and where are you from?
How you doing this evening? This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Desmond.
Hey.
Thanks for calling. What's your question?
Yeah. My question was... what do you see the possible future is me and a coworker? She just got a relationship, but we have like a we getting kind of close. We both empaths. Like, I know she got a lot going on right now, but what do you see like further down the road?
Yeah, I see a really strong, solid connection. I see a very strong, solid connection, and. If my guy David has anything to say about it, and I know he does love that man, I brag on him. He's showing me the crossed rings, the crossed wedding bands. Okay, that means marriage.
Wow. Ooh, that's exciting.
My guy,
are you excited?
He has never been wrong. No, I swear to you, he has never been wrong. That guy of mine, David, I brag on that sweet man. God love him.
What
oh,
would you call this guy?
He's serious.
I forget the term they use. What is he? Your archangel?
Yeah. No,
okay.
No.
Archangel
that's Michael.
David.
Mine. Okay. No. Mine is Michael. And Ragwell, God love that man, that sweet, sweet angel boy of mine. Yeah, I know you.
Are you in
right.
love with your angel?
Yeah.
What does Dominic think of this?
Well,
I honestly, ouch. I see wedding bands.
That's
what I'm being shown. And he's
did
never been wrong.
Wrong?
See, so it's like further down. That's like further down the road. Because right now it's kind of. Transitional
right,
stage.
Yeah, oh, well, okay. Yes, we put the cart before the horse. So where do you want to see it? Do you want to have lunch with her? Do you want to have dinner? Do you want to have coffee?
We hung out times, which is, so I guess we are taking this slow for what it's worth right now.
So if you say marriage is too much, then what are you looking at? I mean, what are your goals? Are you manifesting something with her? And if so, what are you thinking about? Just tell me.
I don't know. The connection is so strong that I never had connection is strong, but, you know,
wow.
She...
You knew
I
her in past...
roll with it. You don't need
You knew
anything.
Her in a past lifetime. You did. That's why the connection is strong. And it was a good connection last night. He's showing me wedding bands. This is what I'm being shown. My side's never been wrong. I don't argue with him. I'm like, baby, do your work.
So why does he not feel worthy of marriage? Or he was giving us like a 4 minute, no, 4 second silent pause after I mentioned marriage. Why? Tell us why, caller.
Oh, she's still, I mean, she got a lot of stuff she needs to straighten out. It's kind of a little situation that she's...
Do you care about it, or does she care about it?
Huh?
Do you care about it, or does she care about it more?
Care about where you're pretending to...
The issues
I mean,
that she needs to straighten out. I mean, are you not marrying her or going forward because of issues, or is this bothering her that is putting up a wall?
Yeah, she stays, like, with the father of the children, but they're not... It's just like a roommate thing, so it's like she needs to leave that situation. She's in a financial bind right now, so she can't really do anything. So,
Melissa, could you help him try to figure out how to break down those walls of communication right there?
Yeah, just basically be patient with her. Just be patient with her, and things will come around. It always does. This is a past life connection, very, very strong one. And my guy, David, he is showing me when he's showing me the double ring. So I'm going, okay, I'm not going to argue with that. That's what he's saying. You want to know long term, that's the whole ball of wax.
Okay, okay. Just let things go as they are. Let things take.
Strong relationship, so... That's what I'm getting, and my guy David has never, 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 never been wrong.
Okay, so I want to ask why you feel so compelled to call. I'm not even judging you at all. Please don't take it that way. But to call a radio show and ask a psychic advice about your life from you. An innocent caller, tell us why.
Just for better guidance and confirmation. You know, it's kind of thinking just that thing.
Can you be more specific?
Begging.
Can you be specific?
Begging.
Just be specific about one thing why you are drawn to the paranormal.
Oh, because I guess I'm kind of paranormal myself. I mean, I'm an empath. I'm kind of intuitive, so.
I know you said that, but
he was
how did you know that? How do you know that? Give me one example. Like, I saw my grandma come to me at the foot of my bed, and she's passed away. Things like that.
Barbara,
give me one example, please. Okay, but how does he know that? He could be oblivious if he wasn't an empath born to these people. What was one thing that happened in his life that made him go, oh, my gosh, I'm different? Can you tell us one thing?
I don't know. I mean, it was numerous of things. I just figure stuff out. I didn't think man could be intuitive. So I just thought I just could figure stuff out. I didn't think a man could be intuitive. I thought the only thing was for a female. So.
Okay, so this has happened to you where you knew something and then it came true, things like that. And it just kind of like clicked with you over time,
right. Gradually.
Like, and you just feel like, okay, I get you, caller, because I feel like the world, it's about coming together in a balance. So in the universe, it's so big. Every little thing matters. So if an ant matters, wouldn't we as an individual human being matter? Wouldn't that matter to the entire universe?
I feel the answer is yes, because I feel it, and it's hard to explain, and that's why I put people on the spot at times to bring more insight to it. But I also get when the people just say, I feel it, you know, because I'm there as well. So thank you very much, and we appreciate you calling, and we hope you call again, Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Well,
right,
thank
Tony?
You. Thanks
That's
for the reading.
Awesome. Okay, Johnny, will you please announce for the ending of the show where we can find our private psychic reading for pay with Melissa?
Okay, for Melissa? Melissa, it says here that your business number is 530-309-6352. Is that right?
Yes, extension 0.
And you want people to call you all the time?
They can if they want. I've got grass.
Awesome, outlaw psychic. Of course they can. She's the outlaw psychic. Wow, I love it. And you're the owner of Outlaw Life Psychic Enterprises. No sugar coating. You know what? I like that. I like that approach because people don't want it to be sugar-coated. They want, like I was explaining earlier, you know, oh, you're princesses and you are sisters. And, oh, you once fought over a man in a past life, but you lived in a castle. And, you know what I mean? So we want real, okay? We want raw and we want real. And you're going to deliver it. So, everybody, contact the Outlaw Psychic, please, for your private reading, Melissa Bryan. And you can find her everywhere. You heard her. And you know what? If you came on late, you've got to listen to this show again because this lady does everything, even Flickr, F-L-K. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but she does everything. No excuses with her, right, Melissa?
Nope. Exactly.
I like you, and you're a horsewoman. I love horses.
Yes, I am. I'm a very big animal person. Like any event, party, or whatever I go to, guess who makes friends with all the critters?
The one with the animal. I'm dog sitting right now, and I've made 4 friends in 1 week.
Oh,
it's amazing. So we have a couple more minutes, and I wanted you to tell everybody about the background actress that you are for films, Western films, and you're a podcaster, and the name of your podcast, please.
Podcast is Outlaw Life Psychic Enterprises podcast on Spreaker Radio, and I do background work, non-speaking backgrounds for Western films. I love it because I get to work with the animals, of course. I'm horse crazy. Oh, God, get me that's another story.
Well, you'll come back on and hopefully tell us.
Yeah. We have 2 dogs, 2
right,
cats,
Johnny?
And a mouse.
Right, Johnny?
Right.
Right about what?
That's right.
Okay.
About her coming back on.
Yeah. Oh, I would love for her to, because this was so fun, and people really gravitated towards you. I felt the magnetism all around. I got the chills, and when I have a show and I get the full body chills, I know it's a good show. So thank you so much, Melissa Bryan, for coming on as our guest tonight.
Y'all are welcome.
I appreciate it.
Okay. And our listeners, we thank you so much for listening. If you want to listen to the show again, go to our YouTube channel, and you can find it there tonight in about an hour. Right, Johnny? And we like to listen to our shows again and learn more from our experts like Melissa Bryan, who we thank so much for coming on. Wow.
Thank you for having me.
Woman.
It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed it. That was fun. And
Hey, Melissa, can you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Life, Laughter, Happiness across the board?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Okay. I can do that.
Follow for follow, girlfriend.
Okay, thank you all much. Hey. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Life after happiness. Wishes you.